On a sunny November morning in 2016, Gabby Arredondo is trying to initiate 21st graders into the mysteries of reading. Today's particular mystery is captions. Ms. Arredondo recently gave a test that asked her students to identify a caption, and even though she had spent 15 minutes teaching the concept, many chose the title of the passage instead. Maybe they were confused because the captions she had taught as examples were all at the top of the page, like a title, whereas the caption on the test appeared under the picture. Her goal today is to show her students that what makes something a caption isn't where it appears on the page or what it looks like, but what it does. It's a label that describes a picture. What is a caption? Ms. Arredondo begins brightly to the first group of five students gathered before her at a semicircular table. As she speaks, she writes "caption" on a whiteboard next to her chair. No one answers. Ms. Arredondo writes a second word, "label." "It's a label," volunteers one girl. "What kind of a label?" Ms. Arredondo prods. A boy chimes in. "It's a label that describes things." "What kinds of things? Does it tell us the author or the title?" "It tells us the author and the title," the boy repeats dutifully. "No," Ms. Arredondo says, "it tells us about the picture." She shows them a photo from a book called Mothers, which has the words daughters, mother, and son superimposed in the appropriate spots. So, what is a caption? Words, a girl named Nevaeh ventures. The Washington, D.C. charter school where Ms. Arredondo teaches, Star Academy, has a good reputation and has benefited from both philanthropic and government funding. Located in a high-poverty African-American community, the school has a staff that includes a full-time occupational therapist, two speech and language therapists, and two school psychologists, critical resources considering that 17% of the students need special education services, and all families are poor enough to qualify for free or reduced school meals. And Ms. Arredondo, in her second year of teaching, is a highly valued faculty member. She graduated from Princeton University, the first in her working-class family to go to college, an achievement that was possible, she feels, only because she managed to get into a selective public high school. She became a teacher in hopes of helping other kids transform their circumstances through education. During the months I've been observing Ms. Arredondo's class, I've seen that she's skilled at classroom management techniques, firm when she needs to be, but also warm enough to establish bonds with her students. She's hardworking, dedicated, and patient with these often rambunctious kids. But after Nevaeh suggests that caption just means words, Ms. Arredondo's patience seems to be fraying. She starts pointing to the text on the page opposite the photo, asking, "Is this a caption? Is this a caption? Is this a caption?" The kids repeatedly answer, "No." "It's not just any word," she says. "The words describe what? I'm a little upset right now because I've said it." "A label?" one of the kids offers again. "What does the caption tell us?" Ms. Arredondo says more softly. "About the pictures," a girl says at last. "The pictures," Ms. Arredondo echoes. The kids in the next group keep trying to pull the discussion away from the abstract nature of a caption and toward the concrete. One of the nonfiction books that Ms. Arredondo is holding up is about sharks, with vivid photos that pique the children's curiosity, especially one showing a shark that is half swallowed, what the caption at the side simply identifies as a sea animal. "Ooh," the students cry out. "What's he eating? Oh my God, is it a fish?" "If you were going to write a caption on this page, what would you write?" Ms. Arredondo asks. The students don't answer. Next, she shows them a picture of a planet that the students decide is the moon. They point to the title, the subheading, anything but the caption. Finally, she points to the caption herself and reads it aloud. "Now you can take a trip to Mars without ever leaving Earth." "Right there," she exclaims, "that's our caption. This isn't the moon, it's Mars. So we have to read the caption so we know what the picture is about." The kids aren't buying it. "It's the moon," one student declares. "I thought Mars was red," a girl says skeptically. The photo is in black and white. Ms. Arredondo doesn't respond. It's time to move on to the culminating activity she has planned. Students will write their own captions. She shows them a funny photo of a group of goats perched on the branches of a tree, like absurd four-legged birds. I find myself wondering why goats would be up in a tree, but the students don't ask, and Ms. Arredondo doesn't volunteer an explanation. The point of this lesson isn't to learn about tree-climbing goats, or sharks, or planets. It's to learn about captions.